today was one of them days where I really realized that I'm in prison. I mean, I always knew I was locked up, but today I realized that I'm in prison. Like, I'm on a true plantation. It's like there is no winning, you know, in that sense, because they can write you up for something and it temper with your outdate. And then one of their staff members, who was just a CO, is now on a DHB board who do the write-ups, take 90 days from you, put you credit class 3, which means that every 3 days you do equal to 1 day of your time, and that'll last for 6 months. So it's really one of the situations where if you by yourself in this place, it might be a chance where you never can make it out. I had a situation where Internal Affairs came and raided my cell, didn't find them, and then they came back the next morning and came and took socks that I had Arabic on. And they wrote it up for STG colors and symbols, which means that they said this is gang colors and symbols. A B write-up, which means that since this write-up is pending, I can't get no job, which they always do, and I won't be able to level down to a low-level security. I've been locked up 13 years. Right now, I'm lower-level security time. I did majority of my time almost already. So it seemed like every time I'm weeks or a couple days before I level down, they always come with a write-up as if they don't want me to proceed. And I know I don't like really speaking on it in a sense, because I don't want to sound like the complaining guy. I done tried my best to throw this on my back and just truck. I'm going to fight as much as I can. I just need somebody in my corner to patch me up and help me hydrate in between the rounds. That's what I need. You know what I'm saying? I had to put my pride to the side over days to really fight myself to even send this out here like this. You know what I'm saying? Just growing up, you know, becoming a man on my own in a sense. You know, you don't really want to, you know what I'm saying, make you feel vulnerable just asking for help like that. But I need y'all support. I need y'all help. Because I don't have no stabbings. I don't have no fights. I don't have no drugs charges, no dirty drops. Over 13 years. Not days, not weeks. 13 years I haven't had none of this. But yet these people find the smallest shit, like a broom in my cell, to write me up for a B write-up. In a place where they OD'ing by the tens. Run a facts on how many ODs have it been here, or how many suicides have been here, how many heat strokes have been here because they have no heat and ventilation or air conditioning in the biggest cell house in the state of Indiana. When it get hot in here, it get hot, and people die. It's real. All the real stuff that they got to focus on, yeah, I can't level down or get a job. I'm 29 years old and never had a job in my life. Why? Because some CO who just came in who's 23 or 21 don't understand how I'm coming. They think it's a trick to it. They don't even last over 2 years. Now they gone, but they time they was, see, they tampering lives. And the people that are sick because they don't want to override, you know, their staff member rulings like they, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just not fair. And I know I won't better do it by myself. I tried the last 13 years. I'm grateful for all the support I had. And I know how far it got me. I just lost a friend, a close friend of mine. He died in prison. We grew up together as kids in the world. And to see him in here, then he died, you know, it's just real, man. It's just real. And I'm smiling through it all. You know what I'm saying? I want to cry, and I can't cry. It's okay, though. But I need that support. I need whoever can sign the petitions. I need whatever type of help for my legal fees, because we fighting right now. You don't got to fight for me. Just help me hydrate and help me patch up. You ain't got to fight for me. Just help me fight. Tell me when to duck. Let me know when to throw a right and a left. You know what I'm saying? I just need that support. You know, I just know it ain't nothing like a support system. And I need that in my soul to feel like I deserve it. Because I worked hard with my patients to get this far down the line and still have a smile and still see the good in people. My soul ain't ruined. You know what I'm saying? That's the best thing about it. I look up and I thank God for that, at least for that. I still got my thumbs and my big toe, the things that allow me grip and walk properly, and my smile, my teeth, my eyes, my ears, my five senses. I'm grateful for those things. I humbly, sincerely ask. I need y'all support. I need y'all to ask whoever can ask for that support. Whatever type of juvenile advocates, whatever type of anything that you guys can do, whether it's a penny, a dime, or a dollar to the donation funds, or whatever that we can do, just please support. Because if it was up to these people, they'd let me die in this place. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't even let me meet my out date. I can't even level down and move forward with my so-called rehabilitation. You know what I'm saying? It's just not just. Thanks, y'all.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.